in our bulletins, and the scripture is from Matthew chapter 7, and there are words from Christ. They're beautiful, strong, healing and challenging words, and I had included them as part of the talk last week. Last week was part one. This is part two. We also included these with two other sets. There were some words I'm going to refer to just a little bit this week from 1 Corinthians that talked about becoming an adult and what that means. And then there were some other words from Galatians too that I'm going to refer to. But we're actually going to be focusing even on a smaller section of this one, the second part of this one. Words from Christ. And so as we begin, let's just join together and read these words together, okay? For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Amen. May God bless our embodiment of these words of abundant life. And So last week we started talking about responsibility, and we were looking at that as being the ability to respond, to be able to respond well to life in a healthy way, in a strong way, in a loving way, to God, to life, to others, to ourselves. And in short, really, responsibility is learning how to live well, really, really well, and to be in relationship fully and well and ideally. And as I mentioned, so we had these other two passages that I'll just share with you now, just a little catch up in case some of you might have missed last week. So 1 Corinthians 13, as I mentioned, talks about being an adult. Galatians really talks about this whole paradox of responsibility and being a loving person. And yet being a responsibility, and this tension that exists, this inherent tension. And the passage said, you know, it's on the one hand, it says, you know, bear one another's burdens. So a loving person, obviously, you know, we're all in this together. We care for each other. We lift each other up, encourage each other, and support and so forth. And then the same passage, I don't even think it's a separate sentence. It ends with saying, each person must carry his or her own load. Right? So bear one another's burdens. Each person must carry his or her own load. And the paradox is that we hold these things together, right? And the question is always, you know, how much do we do for others? Where's this line? You know, how much do we do for others? And then how much do we empower other people to carry their own load? You know, and where's that magic line? And we were recognizing last week that you know, there is no magic line. There is no single answer that, you know, one size fits all in all situations. And not only that, but even, you know, with the same situation, same person, sometimes that line shifts even, you know, from one day to the next. And it's a very, very, very difficult thing to discern. And so today we continue with part two of this, where we're focusing on Matthew, and which is the part we're focusing on is the measure you give is the measure you get. So we're going to take a look at that. The measure you give, right? Looking at that part, first of all, who is Jesus saying is in the driver's seat here? And I'll ask you. Who's he saying is in the driver's seat? You. You. Right? Who has the power? You. Who does the action begin with? You, right? Therefore, with whom does the responsibility lie? Right? It's with you, right? And what he doesn't say when we pay attention to this is he doesn't say, importantly, you know, it's the measure that they give. That's what determines, you know, your satisfaction with life and how blessed you are or whatever. Because you are the driver, you're the creator, we are the designer of this life with God. Right? And we do it with God. Now, as I'm thinking about this, I realize, you know, there's some mornings where I don't want to have all that responsibility. Right? I don't want to. Right? I don't want it to be up to me. I don't want it to have to begin with me. I want somebody else who's responsible. Right? I want somebody else who I can blame, right, for when things go wrong. I want somebody else who's infinitely wiser, who is going to tell me exactly, you know, what to do. And, you know, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do this first, and you're going to do this second, you're going to do this third. But that's not the way it works, right? Like it or not. It's the measure you give that determines the measure that we get. That includes also, if we just say at some point, you know what, I'm done with this, and I'm letting go of the wheel, right? I'm letting go of the wheel, and I'm going to let you figure it out for me. I'm not going to take that responsibility. I'm not going to choose. And the interesting thing is that even if you do nothing, then that becomes the measure that you're giving. And you're going to reap the rewards. That's what you're going to get. Right? So acting poorly also is still a choice. That's the measure that you're giving. Now, when we come to this realization in life, this is very high-octane stuff, right? When we realize it, when we accept it, when we embody this, that every day, every moment of every day, multiple moments all the time through, the measure I give is, in fact, the measure I get. Now, from last week's passage from 1 Corinthians, you know, we talked about how St. Paul, and I love these lines that tells us what it means to be an adult. He says, you know, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I gave up childish ways. When we're an adult, we become aware and we accept this reality. And that reality, it's pretty daunting sometimes. We love it. It's great to have that control. It's pretty daunting. And because it's daunting, that's why our culture has helped us. We've designed together so many ways to be able to help us to avoid addressing this and to help us distract ourselves from it and to help us even numb ourselves from this when it gets to be too much. It's daunting. It can be daunting to have that much power in your hands. Our son Scott, who is here today, actually came up last night for a visit. We used to tell the kids when they were young that, you know, I'll give you $1 every time we mention your name in a service, so I'm going to owe you a couple dollars here today. he doesn't know. Probably a bonus, too. We should take up a collection because he doesn't know that I'm going to say this. But when he was born, and I think I've told you this. I'm not sure. I think I have. But when he was born, this is how things come out in the minister's family, you know, just by the way. But when he was born, days after he was born, I held little Scotty in my arms. And as I'm holding him there, and he's, you know, looking up, I offered a prayer. And my prayer was, may I screw you up as least as possible. Have I told you that? Have I told you that? Right? And the thing was, I had so many years of psychology at that point, undergraduate, graduate, some doctoral, you know, courses. I knew, you know. I knew full well, even before I started, took one step on this parenting whole journey of life that's been 28 years now, I knew the kind of power that parents have, you know, in good ways and bad, right? And I also know that no parent, there's not a single parent who has a perfect score. And I'm holding this little baby and I'm knowing what's coming ahead, you know, some of the good and some of the bad. You know, and every parent, for as much as we try so hard not to, inevitably, we're going to make some mistakes along the way, right? And we're going to do some damage along with the good, right? Mostly good. So my prayer at the beginning, at the outset was, you know, I hope it's fixable. I hope it's fixable. And, you know, counseling people, There are some people who just really, they suffer a tremendous amount. Tremendous amount. Because of parents who really do serious damage. A lot of serious damage, you know. And there are people who can share a whole laundry list of every, you know, here's why I'm so messed up today. Because this is all that happened to me. Mom and dad and serious things. I've had men in their 50s, men in their 60s in my office crying. You know? Still, you know, this is what my father did. This is what my mom did. You know, extremely hard. And it's very real. It's real stuff. You know, people said, you know, my father never said once. Couldn't he have just said once, I'm proud of you? Couldn't he have said once, just once, I love you? And have meant it. Just once. What difference that would have made in my life. Right? And we've all had all sorts of things happen to us in our lives. Growing up, we've had things happen just yesterday. Right? We've had things happen in our past. It's things that we've done to ourselves that we're living with. And the point is, if you ever want to be free, if you ever want to be really, truly free from that bondage, from your past chaining you, if you ever want to be that powerful, if you ever want to be whole and well and strong, the way that God envisions you, the way God desires you to be, full and free and loving, at what point in your life, does it stop becoming, this is what happened to me, and it becomes, you know what, there are some things I need to deal with. This is my issue, right? And it doesn't matter who created it or how created it. Yes, it's true. Doesn't discount it. Doesn't really matter who tied the knot, but now it's mine to untie, you know? Or, you know, maybe I have this whole ball of knots here, and you can go, you know, I'm just going to decorate it. I'm not even going to worry about untying it, because I could spend the rest of my life trying to untie it. I'm just going to decorate it. Or maybe I'll just set it over there. You know, maybe I'll just set it there, and I don't have to deal with it all the time. There it is. It's never going anywhere, but I got to go on with my life. And at that moment, in that process, we become free. We become free from being a victim, right? Victim of our past, powerless, and we become powerful. The measure you give, and that's the point, is what you get. It's at that point, then, when you can have your past, which we'll always have, regardless. But it's at that point, then, that your past will no longer have you. I'm breaking those chains. It's not the measure I got. I got a raw deal. The teacher was unfair. You know, I wasn't loved enough. I'm too short. I got cut from the team. I don't know. My parents didn't understand me. I grew up with violence. That's a serious thing, you know. Whether you're in Bridgeport or Syria, or, you know, whether you're in a nice home in the suburbs, and that's yours to deal with. Now it's the measure I give. What do you do with that? Right? At a certain point in your life, the power becomes yours. And that's what God, that's the message for you. That's point number one. Point number two, similar, nuanced, different. How do you deal with what you've been given? Because we're all given different stuff. How you deal with what you've been given is what you're going to get. So I used to, a lot of you know, so I used to run marathons until not too many years ago. You know, ended up with bone on bone in my hip. Got a new wonderful chromium cobalt hip. It's very powerful. But when I used to run marathons, and absolutely loved it, there was one time I was running Chicago Marathon. And you know, I'm kind of cruising along at halfway point, so 13 miles. And there I come up on someone who has been ahead of me the whole time. And I'm just coming up on this person. And I see who this is, who has been running faster than I'd been for 13 miles. And there's a woman running on prosthetic legs, who has no legs from above the knee down. Don't know what happened, but there she is running a marathon faster than I am for 13 miles with the things with springs on them. And I look at that, you know, and I think whenever I get in this state, when I start playing these tape loops of, oh, this is so hard, I'm having a, you know, tough day, this is, you know, these are my obstacles, this is, you know, this is how rough I have it, and blah, 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 I think of her. I do. I think of her, and I go, you know what, I can never really say that in earnest. And I know that each one of you has those people, those situations that you've run into in your life as well. The measure you give is the measure you get. I thank that person for showing me that she can make it happen. And I think I can make it happen too. Point one, you have the power. God's given you the keys. Point number two, it's not what you've been given, good or bad, but it's what we do with it. And the third thing is, here's a question. We hear this scripture passage, and I have a genuine question for you. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? Because it's saying that if you do certain things, other things are going to happen as a result. Is that a blessing or is that a curse? Yeah. So Newton's third law of motion. We know Newton's third law of motion, right? For every action, what? Equal and opposite reaction, right? Is that a blessing or is that a curse? What is it? It's just, that's just the way that it is, right? You know, we don't deal with that in the physical world and go, oh, this is terrible. This is the way it is. Better know what's going to happen, right? So same force that goes out, that's the force that comes back to you. So, you know, if you do something, I'm going to make sure not to look at any of you in the eye. But it's like, if you do something that absolutely disgusts me, something that you do that is so wrong. How dare you? How dare you? Right? I don't really mean this, so I don't feel anything. But if you go out into the world like that, right? That is so terrible. I think I'm propelling that to you. I think I'm doing that out to you. What's happening with that energy? Equal and opposite reaction. I am receiving the exact same power, intensity, quality of that energy. It just comes back to you. Good to know. I'm so angry at you. You know, how could you do that? I'm going to let you know by the intensity of the way that I'm making you feel all these different things. Somebody, and this is why somebody said, right? The anger, being angry, is like drinking poison and hoping that it makes the other person sick. Right? Being judgmental, critical. So if you prefer, you know, if you prefer a happier way, if you prefer a, you know, lighter, freer, not have to deal with all that junk. You don't want to be swimming in anger, resentment, judgment. If you want a different energy, you give that. You don't have to. You don't have to. At all. You can swim in whatever pond with all the silt or whatever, I don't know, or whatever crystal clear, pure pool you wish, you create. Is that a blessing or is that a curse? A little story. Just close with. It's an insurance story, so you know it's going to be a good one. This happened, I think it was on Thursday. So I haven't had time to fully resolve it yet. So I got a notice that, so I have a prescription for something. Actually, I have a CPAP, you know, it's a breathing machine. So the different parts come at different times and stuff. And it's on automatic, you know, things when you need a new nose piece or whatever, you know, it comes. So I realized that something was shipped to me back in April. So I got this notice that says from the insurance company, you're not covered. All the ones before are covered. All the ones after it are covered. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. You know, you're going to owe $429 instead of like $23. So I call the insurance company, and I'm talking to the woman, and I, you know, we're talking about it and everything, and I'm on the phone for an hour. Full disclosure, 58 minutes, because I looked at my phone, 58 minutes and like 27 seconds, close to an hour. We're going over everything, and she starts out, well, you know, you've read the policy, I'm sure, and you go to the website, and you click this, and you click that, and EO753, and EO736, and then you go on that, and it'll direct you somewhere else, and then it'll direct you somewhere else, and you go to here, and there, so forth. And I said, I don't know. What's the policy? I'm not sure what the policy is, because this is just on automatic. And she says, well, you know, the policy is that, you know, we pay for it. It's every 80 days. She goes, and it was 79 days. Jeez, you know, there's been other times where it's been 94 days, you know, and 112 days, and, you know, and this has been going on for a really long time. So one time it comes in at 79 days, I don't know, it's not, you know, my fault or anything. And she goes, well, that is the policy. So I said, you know, can I talk to your supervisor? So I'm talking to the supervisor who called the next day, and the same thing. You know, we go through the whole same thing, and she's, you know, professional warmth and all that, and says, well, sir, you know, you do realize that it's this, and you know, I can pursue it this way and that way and the other way, you know. And so we kind of reached, you know, I realized we reached the end here, and I said, so, I guess that's it. And she says, yes. I said, okay, well, if that's it, then I guess I'll just say, may you be blessed in your life with the same judgment and mercy that you share with others. And she didn't say thank you. The professional warmth all of a sudden just kind of vanished, and she got very cold, and the conversation was done. And I said that just because I don't know if she did have any leeway. I don't know. If she did, I'm thinking, you know, it would be nice to consider, you know, how we respond to others and how would we like to be treated, you know, in our own lives. And we had a conversation. Maybe it was all she could do. I don't know. So maybe I think she would say, thank you very much. Is it a blessing or is it a curse? May you be blessed with the same grace and mercy that you give to others. I think that would actually be one of the most beautiful blessings for us to share with one another, wouldn't it? Somebody says that to you and you go, oh, thank you so much. That's awesome. What an opportunity. I'm going to go out and do that all day. I bless you, you bless me, we share this, it's wonderful. If it seems like a curse, I think that might be a great diagnostic tool. Seriously. Right? Of what's going on. Of some things that we might want to take a look at in our lives. What an opportunity. Because that really is the way that it goes, whether we like it or not. May the measure we give is the measure we get. So just very simply, may we work with that. And may that be our greatest blessing that we receive, that we share with the world.